Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come today to reflect in gratitude on so much in our lives. One very special gift is memory. Memory can bring us grief, sometimes great joy, and always it's part of being human. Thank you for everything that we can celebrate through memory. You know, Lord, we like to mark special days for memories of certain milestones, significant people, or parts of human life that need to be cherished. In the past month, we've remembered Sorry Day and Reconciliation Week, finishing with Mabo Day earlier in June. Bless those whose people have been in this country for something around 60,000 years. We thank you for the care that they have given to this land in all that time and ask you to bless us going forward in reconciliation with them. Many special days, Lord, remind us of the diversity in your world. Bless all those whose time and focus is caught up in worthwhile and often joyous activities or work that are remembered in some of these special days. Thank you for all those who use their skills and passion to make a difference. Yesterday was World Refugee Day, at the end of Refugee Week. Bless particularly today all those refugees who have been forced to leave their homeland through absolute poverty or extreme weather events, persecution or war. And for those who come to our shores, Lord, may they find a place of peace and opportunity and hands held out to greet them. Thank you for all the successes we have had with such a varied group of people. And forgive us for where we have failed. So many different kinds of people. Convicts or cooks, builders or farmers, or soccer-playing refugees. May they find welcome. World Day of Music, and we thank you for all those who create or perform music. Thank you for our own musicians, who bring so much joy to our services here week by week. And also the music lovers this last week, the beautiful choir music, bringing such help to Rhonda after her heartbreak of the fire, house burning down in the fire. Bless any today with anxiety or illness at their door, especially Evelyn and Sonia. May they find solace and peace from you in music and friends. Tomorrow is also the 49th birthday of the Uniting Church in Australia. For those who were there, it was such a day of new beginnings and hope. Some of those hopes have come to fruition, and some not yet. We went forth very gaily, determined to hold on to the best of the past, but to try to be ready for the future. We hope to see three churches walking together. Forgive us when we've been slow to move forwards in unfamiliar paths. We know that the journey together has seen misunderstandings, often based on naive assumptions that people in all three churches would somehow express our faith in the same ways. Yet now we have members who are not ex anything, but just members of the Uniting Church. It is the Uniting Church because it is still a work in progress with more to do. Thank you for the emphasis on social justice, walking with Indigenous people, and recognition of the rights of people from different backgrounds and capacities. The focus on compassion and serving others, and the flexibility that has come into worship. So much change has come to our society often greatly needed. But the choices now mean we're not so sure of our ground. So please help us to express your message of love so that it is convincing in its authenticity. Your prophets recognized that in a new land they needed to sing a new song. Help us to sing your new song and take your church into your future, even though we do not know what you have in mind. Make us open to possibilities and give us the excitement of discovering what your new church can become in the whole Australian context and in our own local church family. Now, Lord, you know what is in the back of our minds continually at the moment. We pray that the peace agreement in the Middle East may hold more sturdily, that the aggressive language will settle and the violence decrease. Please bring willingness to compromise to all those involved so the ravages of war will decline and rebuilding can begin. These things we ask in the name of the Prince of Peace, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.